3. Prove to me God exists. Only God can prove himself to you. The real question is, do you really want to know and are you prepared to make changes? If you are, ask Yeshua to reveal himself to you and he will, guaranteed. If you want another answer without asking God, then it is futile. However, if you are unable to see the Creator through his creation, then let me help you. Assume you stood in front of a large colorful painting in a museum. To the right there is an apple tree, to the left a couple enjoying a picnic, in the center a stream flowing and leaves floating in the autumn air. You notice that there isn't a name signed on the painting, but you know an artist did it. It didn't happen by chance. The more you look at it, the more you appreciate it. You find yourself saying, "I like this artist." Just then the painting pops out like a hologram. You are impressed and say, "This artist is a genius." As you move your hand through the hologram, the painting engulfs you, as if you are in the painting. You reach forward and pluck the apple off the tree. You smell the crisp autumn air as a leaf lands on your forehead. The couple who are enjoying the picnic to the right get up and come towards you smiling. Is this a dream? Who did this amazing work of art that is beyond your comprehension? Where there is a painting, there is an artist. Where there is creation, there is the Creator. King David in Psalm 8 said, "O Yahweh, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth, who have set your glory above the heavens. Out of the mouth of babes and nursing infants you have ordained strength, because of your enemies, that you may silence the enemy and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained, what is man that you are mindful of him? And the son of man that you visit him? For you have made him a little lower than the angels, and you have crowned him with glory and honor. You have made him to have dominion over the works of your hands. You have put all things under his feet. All sheep and oxen, even the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, and the fish of the sea that pass through the paths of the seas. O Yahweh, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth!